Very good morning to you and welcome to another Wide World of Sports morning update. You are with Mike Pearsall, as always, in the wee hours of the morning. We've got some cross-code news to start with. The Sydney Roosters have missed out on signing Boom Waratahs winger Max Jorgensen. The 19-year-old was seen as a potential replacement for rugby-bound Joseph Swali'i, but has re-signed with Rugby Australia until the end of 2026. Jorgensen says he personally broke the news to Roosters coach Trent Robinson.
I have a good relationship with Robbos. So I had a chat to him. I told him that I was focused on union and I want to sign with the union. So,
and what was Trent's response to that?
Yeah, he was fine with it. Obviously, like, there's not much he can do about it, so he wasn't getting angry or anything like that.
Meantime, league guru Phil Gould is expressing doubts over Parramatta's ability to overcome the loss of playmaker Mitchell Moses. The Eels halfback will be sidelined for at least the next 8 weeks after having surgery on a fractured foot. Gould has told the Six Tackles with Gus podcast the Blue and Golds will miss Moses' kicking game.
I think Mitchell Moses is a huge loss for Parramatta.
Oh, yeah.
A massive loss.
Round 12.
Massive loss. He is so important to them. There are aspects of his game that I don't think can be replaced.
To that massive news out of the AFL over the past couple of days, the chief executive of the competition, Andrew Dillon, says the league is reviewing its 19-year-old illicit drugs policy amid the bombshell claims made in federal parliament on Tuesday night. It's claimed players from all clubs have been instructed to sit out games with injuries to avoid testing positive to illicit substances. Dillon maintains that rules have been followed.
We are unapologetic about club and AFL doctors taking the correct steps to ensure that any player who they believe has an illicit substance in their system does not take place in any AFL match, and the doctor-patient confidentiality is upheld and respected.
Essendon coach Brad Scott will continue to tell his players to target the ball after Peter Wright was suspended for 4 weeks. The tribunal found the Bombers tall could have played the ball but instead braced for contact, leaving Harry Cunningham concussed. Scott says players are working with split-second decisions.
Make the ball your objective. Now, Peter will respond to me and say, I did. It's really difficult. I can find you, over the last 12 months, I can find you 100 examples where players have made the ball their objective and at the last second someone's got in their way and they have to adjust.
Team news for tonight's clash between the Lions and Magpies at the Gabba. Collingwood defenders John Noble and Will Hoskin-Elliott come into the side. Midfielder Steele Sidebottom will be managed and will miss the clash, while Oleg Markov has been omitted. Lions co-captain Lachie Neale is one of three inclusions for Brisbane. It'll be do or die for Melbourne United tonight in Game 4 of the NBL's Grand Final Series against the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Control during the best of five series has seesawed, with United coach Dean Vickerman vowing to hang on to any scoreboard margins.
We take a lot of confidence in the things that we've done so far. And, when we've got a 10-point advantage, it's, can we push it out? Can we, get three stops in a row? What can we do, to push that margin out a little bit?
Tickets for the game were snapped up in a few minutes, prompting calls for a larger basketball arena in Tasmania. The arena's current capacity is just under 5,000. To surfing now, world title hopeful Ethan Ewing has moved into the round of 16 at the Bells Beach Pro after overcoming Manly local George Pitter. He needed a buzzer-beating wave after the siren to ensure he moved through from the round of 32, bringing Pitter's dream debut event to an end. The world number two says he will have to improve if he wants to defend his title at the iconic Victorian Break.
Yeah, that was challenging conditions out there. George is such a good surfer and yeah, I made some mistakes, but stoked to get through.
A stack of Aussie heavyweights did get eliminated on an upset-filled day two there at Bells. Molly Picklum, Tyler Wright and Jack Robinson among those bowing out. Travis Head has helped Sunrisers Hyderabad set the highest run total in IPL history, 277. The Aussie star belted 62 off 24 balls in the 31-run win over Mumbai. In football, one of Ange Postecoglou's stars at Tottenham, Richarlison, has broken down in tears during an interview describing his mental health struggles after playing at the World Cup for Brazil. Back home, Sydney FC has missed a chance to secure a fourth straight Premier's plate in A-League Women with an upset 1-0 loss to Canberra United. Recalled Matilda Michelle Heyman scoring the winner there. And in tennis, American Danielle Collins has defeated Caroline Garcia to move into the semi-finals of the Miami Open. That's the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Thursday morning. I'll be off tomorrow. You'll have Maxwell White with your podcast. Thanks for tuning in. You have a great weekend and a great Easter. I'll see you next week.